Hi, this is Sheridan, and I wanted to do a brief lesson about shielding ourselves and also give you a tool to create your own force field or shield. So we can be affected by the energy of the people around us and the things around us. And so it's great to be able to have a force field or a shield, an energetic one, to help protect us from other people's negativity and things like that. I first was brought to the attention of this tool in my HypnoBabies class, where I created a bubble of peace, and I helped moms create bubbles of peace around themselves to help take in only the good and none of the bad. But it is a tool that is used by many people, not just pregnant moms. You know, we can use it at any time in our life. So the first thing I want you to do is think of what would you want? What would be in your ideal shield or your ideal force field? So some different things to think about are, like, first off, what would that be? Would it be a shield? Like, can you imagine, like, you're holding up a shield in front of you? Would it be a bubble around you? Would it be like a force field, or maybe a light shining down on you? So what is the visualization that rings good to you with that? And kind of think of what you want it to be. Maybe armor. Some people might have, like imagine armor on them. And then think what you want in that. I'm just going to call it your force field. What would you want it to be? Would it have a certain color or a certain material? How strong would it be? Would it just protect you? Would it allow in light and love? Would it be flexible or see-through? Maybe it could just be like a filter and filter out the bad words, the bad air, or the bad negativity of other people. And then, you know, maybe it would have a window in it that you could open and close when you want to. Again, this is all just in your mind, but it's very powerful to think about what it is you want in it and create that intention. And then what we're going to do is, now that you have some ideas in your head, maybe take a moment and write down what would be in your ideal force field. Now we're going to do a quick visualization where I'm going to walk you through creating that. So go ahead and close your eyes and take in a deep breath and breathe out. And another deep breath in and breathe out. Good. And now imagine that ideal force field that you created already by thinking about it. Imagine it coming around you or in front of you. Give it whatever color you wanted it to have, or whatever material it's supposed to be made out of. And imagine it being stronger and powerful. And remember that it's yours. You can use it however you want to. You can always change it, update it, and add more things as you need it. And now imagine that you have your force field up and you come across a person. Maybe you're in line at a grocery store and someone is grumpy and says something grumpy, and you see their negativity just bouncing right off of your force field. If you want, you can add in a neutrality to your force field where their negativity bumps into your force field, and it automatically cleans off their negativity, and it just sends it back neutrally to them. It just sends them back neutrality. Or maybe you could even make it send back love. That's up to you. But now you have a tool, now that you've created this in your mind's eye, that you can use on a daily basis. So add anything else you want to, and just feel the power of that force field. Go ahead and take another deep breath and open your eyes. So there you go. You've created your force field and it can be yours forever. I suggest you kind of name it. Call it your bubble of peace. Call it your force field. Call it your shield. I call mine a protective shield of light. And so an important thing to remember is that while you sleep at night, your shield goes down. It just naturally does. And so every morning when you wake up, say force field up or shields up or whatever you call it, just ask that it be there for you. And that will help you to have that. And also during the day, if something comes up that's stressful, you can remind yourself that you have that force field. And even if your friends know or your spouses know, my friend that took HypnoBabies, her spouse knows if she's in an environment where he knows she's getting stressed out about something, he'll remind her, he'll say, bubble of peace. And she remembers, oh yeah, I've got my bubble to protect me. So it's great if your people in your life know about it. I give my boys, they each have a force field. And I can remind them if they're in, like heading off to school, I'm like, remember your force field. It's your tool. Use it as you need it. And that is very empowering to them. So enjoy your force fields and use them well. They are your tool to use to improve your daily life. Enjoy.